Amen. God's goodness to us. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter number 15. Amen. If the Lord would help us try to just get in the way here real quick and then get out of the way. Amen. Thank the Lord for this wonderful day that He's blessed us with. Luke chapter 15 and verse number 11. Very familiar scripture to us. There's no telling how many thousands, if not even more than that, messages have been preached from the prodigal son and the story of the prodigal son. Now I want to take verse number 11, amen, and start right there in Luke chapter 15. If the Lord would help us and you would pray for us. The Bible says, "And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, went into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. When he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. The son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. He answering said unto his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. Yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. Would you stretch your hand this way and just ask the Lord to help us? Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Touch us, Lord, to receive from your word. We humbly reach out to you tonight, Lord. Help us, Lord, to receive from your spirit and from your word. God, you may be seated. I want to preach tonight on about desire and direction. See, the Bible says a certain man had two sons. One young man had a desire. Amen. He had a desire, but he had no direction. The other man had direction. The Bible says that I have not transgressed at any time thy commandment. He had direction in his life, but he had no desire. Amen. And we must realize that it takes desire with direction. I thank the Lord is speaking to our hearts already in this service. Amen. Sister Bobby was testifying and she said, They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know what? It's God's will, young people, that you live a life and get married. And I'm not saying it's God's will for everybody to get married, but it's God's will for you to have a family and move on in life and find somebody and all that. But you've got to have direction.
Amen. There's desires that God give us that is, as if they're out of control, they destroy us. And this young man had the desire. He asked the Father, give me what is mine. You know, it's God's will to give unto us. It's God's will to bless our life and multiply our life and for us to live, amen, a life that is wonderful. Hallelujah. And that we can enjoy. But a desire without direction, praise God, will end us up in a hog pen in life. It will end us up in a place that is so horrible you can't even imagine. You can't put words on it. Amen. But direction with no desire, amen, direction with no desire will leave you with the most boring life you ever could imagine. You know what it is, brother and sister? It's stagnant. It's still. Did you notice this son who had direction but no desire? He was upset at the music. He was upset at the dancing. He was upset at the laughter. He had it all the way he wanted it, and he didn't want it no more than the way it was. You see, we can live holiness. We can live ways in our life that's wonderful and it's pleasing to God. But if we don't have no desire, we don't have no growth in our life, we don't have no ongoing purpose in our life, we're just as lost as the son in the hog pen. You know, the man had two sons. One was lost in the pig pen and the other was lost in the house. Y'all still with me? The Bible tells us, amen, that he went out and entreated him. The Bible said he was angry and would not go in. Amen. This unbrotherly attitude, praise God, amen, and the father entreated him. And I'm telling you, it's just as possible to be lost right inside this church house as it is in the far country. Amen. So I want to preach about desire with no direction, and I want to preach about direction with no desire. Amen. We'll look at the first. This is very important for us to realize, young people, God gives us a desire. Amen. God gives us things. It's like a horse. Amen. You take that horse and you let that horse get out of control, he can hurt you. He can kill you. He can destroy you quick. But if you get that horse under control, you get that beast, you get his will broken. You got to break his will, but not his spirit. But if you break his will, amen, and you get him where he wants to please you. Y'all ever seen an animal or a beast, amen, that love to please his owner? That love to please. That's a wonderful thing. Amen. To see, I think it's a very amazing thing to see something like a horse with so much power, amen, come under submission to just a man that in no way has half as much strength as him. And that's the way it is with desires in your life, young people. God placed desires in your life, amen, to, you know, to get a boyfriend for the girls. And to get a girlfriend for the boys. Are y'all still with me? But you know, those desires out of control has destroyed many a people. Matter of fact, it's destroying people right now. God gives you a desire to make wealth and to prosper and to get a job and to bless yourself and to, you know, get nice things and all those, you know. But that desire out of control with no direction will destroy a person. And not only an individual, but will destroy a family and will destroy. Amen. So we've got to have direction in our life. Amen. He said, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth unto me. Thank God for the desire. I thank God for desires that I have. Amen. I thank God that he has given me desires, you know, to go and to do and to work. Thank God for the desires he's given us as a husband and wife. For me and my wife, I thank God for the desires He's given her. Amen. And I, you know, but every desire, amen, sometimes they've got to be brought under control. And they've got to be put in its place. Amen. And so you see here, verse 11, a certain man had two sons. They was the complete opposite of each other. One of them, he was full of ambition. He wanted to see the world. But he had no control over it. The other one, amen, he didn't even care. He never even asked. Amen. He was upset that they was dancing. He was upset that there was music. He lived right. Amen. But I mean, you're talking about a boring life. God help us now. I want to try to preach to you tonight. Young people, you can live holiness and you can sit on the pew. Amen. But God has great plans for us. I said, God has great plans for us. Amen. He wants to do more. Let's look at this desire with no direction. The Bible said, where did it get him? He wasted in verse number 13. In verse number 14, he spent all. Oh, God, help us to realize, amen, that what God has given us must be channeled in the right direction. Amen. I've seen young people. I've seen individuals with such potential, like you couldn't even believe it, but there was not a channel there to take it in the right way. Amen. And so therefore, all that he has is gone. How long does it take to spend everything you've got? Depends on if you're at Walmart or Dillard's. But I'm just telling you, it doesn't take very long to get rid of everything. But I'm going to tell you something, young people. You can have opportunity with God, and it spilled out on the ground just like that. I mean, just in a moment's time, that opportunity is gone. God help us to make the best of it. He wasted his substance because he had no direction. The Bible says that there is pleasure in sin. Now, I know the world puts it out there, young people, like, man, this is so great. And they got the billboards, and, you know, they'll sell them out there, you know. I mean, all these beautiful pictures. I mean, they're sitting there drinking that beer. And they're sitting there on the lake. And, you know, they're advertising. And, man, I mean, they're having a party. And I'm in this billboard. You know what? I wish they would let us, you know, show pictures that I've seen. Amen. Men that was broken. Amen. And wounded. And, you know, and their family was gone. Their marriage was broken up. And they was sad. And they was in prison. And, you know, and all like that. Or dying on their deathbed. Amen. Sin will kill you spiritually and physically. Amen. It will kill us spiritually and physically. It will destroy us. The Bible said he come to steal, kill, and destroy. But there's pleasure in sin, but it is only for a season. The Bible said that Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Oh, this boy lived it up now. He lived it up, man. He lived the high life. But it sure didn't last very long. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you live in sin, man, you can have some fun. The devil will make sure you have some fun, but it don't last very long. He had the friends. Can you imagine everybody following this guy around? I mean, his pockets was full of money. He had friends like you wouldn't believe. I mean, everybody wanted to be his friend. But you know what? When he didn't have nothing, where was those friends then? So they really wasn't no friends. Can I get a witness tonight? Amen. God help us. The Bible said a friend loveth at all times. A true friend will love you when you're up, you're down, when you're out, when you're in. A friend, amen, will not give up on you. God help us to be true friends to one another. Amen. That to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, only for a little while. He had the desire, but he had no direction in our life. Now, I know many times, amen, it's not the desire, amen, that got him in trouble. It was the desire without direction. God help us to be directed. You know, amen, I thank God for plumbing. I thank God for electricity. But you know, if that electricity wasn't in that transformer and in that wire, then coming to the breaker box and channel through the walls and go to the plug, you know, and say, man, we've got all this power. Let's just blow it out there. You've got to channel it. I mean, you can dig a well and have all the water you want, but it ain't going to flush no toilet. It ain't going to fill up no bath until you plumb it in a pipe. You got to pipe it in. And that's the way it is with the things of God and the blessings of life and the things that God has for us in life. You got to channel it, and you got to keep it under control. You got to bring your desires under control. Get a hold of yourself. Amen. You can't say the devil made me do it. Now, I know that's not as popular as it was, you know, back years ago. Everybody's saying the devil made me do it. And that's a lie. Amen. The devil will influence us, but the devil can't make us do nothing. God hasn't given him that power. Amen. It's our will and our desire that's not submitted to God. Amen. In the flesh. God help me to preach tonight. Amen. I don't want to just bounce all around and shoot like a shotgun. Amen. But there's desires in our heart, but they have to be channeled in the right direction, or they'll destroy us. You take that horse, he'll kick you and kill you in a split second. You take that horse and he'll buck you off, he'll throw you around, and you'll be dead. You'll have a broke neck. He'll stomp you. I mean, you're talking about, there's a lot of things, amen, that beast, or that he would, you he got more power than you. And there's desires in our heart that's got more powers than us unless we get them under control. You take that horse and bring him under control, you can ride him for hours. You can go for miles and travel where you would never be able to go. God help us. Amen. Take a wild horse. And I mean, I'm talking about out of control wild. I remember, amen, a man gave me a horse, and I've talked about him a lot. When we corralled him up in a trailer and got him in there, and I reached my hand, I was excited about getting this horse. I reached my hand and touched that horse, and he just shook. His whole body literally shook all over. He just shook when I touched him. Amen. And I asked that man, this horse was 2 years old, and he had never been touched by a human being, as far as he knew. I mean, you couldn't get close to him. Wild. Rear up. I thought he was going to go over the trailer. I'm talking about wild. My wife begged me. She tell you. She begged me to kill that horse or get rid of her. Just let it go. She thought he was going to kill us. But when we finally got him broke down, I didn't do it. But when we finally got him broke down, that horse loved me and I could ride. And the boy that broke him, I mean, he loved him. I'm talking about come right up to him. But you know, that's the way desires are in our life. Love. God gives you desire. Amen. You know, things in our life. But you know, and to achieve and to be greater and stand up for ourselves. But out of control, they will destroy us. I read something the other day. I told the Sunday school class. Amen. The teenage class. And I read it, and I'm going to share it with you tonight. Talking about anger. And it said that anger is an acid that does more damage to the vessel in which it is stored than on anything it is poured. Anger is an acid that does more damage to the vessel which it is stored than on anything else which it's poured. Praise God. You know what? You got to channel it right. God give us that. God made us just the way we are. He made us to get upset and mad and all that. But if the devil gets in it in the flesh, you're talking about destructive. But you get angry about sin. Amen. And angry about the devil. Jesus took cords and ran them out the temple. Amen. You know, there's things that we need to get upset about, so to speak. Amen. And we need to, but we got to have it under control. God help us, amen, to keep it under control. God help us to have direction in our life. God help us to channel it in our life. Amen. Brother and sister, amen, there is potential sitting right here in this church with these young people that the world has never seen. Amen. Those desires that God's placed in their heart. amen, in their life. But without direction, it'll be poured out, amen, and we'll be feeding our belly with stuff out of pig pen, amen, and can't even fill ourselves up, all because we had a desire, but we did not have the right desire. God help us, amen, to go the right way. God help us to go the straight and narrow path, amen. Make it up in our heart and mind right now. God, my desire, I'm going to turn it to you. God, my desire, I'm going to turn it to your ways. Amen. The Proverbs, Solomon said, at the window of my house, I looked through my casement. He looked out the window. He pulled the shutters back and he looked out the window, he said. Here was a king. Amen. He's looking out over the street. He said, I beheld among the simple ones and I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Listen to what this young man did. He passed through the street near her corner. He went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. God help us to get direction. Somebody could have gave him a road sign. Amen. Surely there was a sign that said, don't go this way. Surely there was a sign as the prodigal was leaving the house. Amen. Maybe a mama. Amen. Maybe his mother, her grandmother. Amen. Said, before you go, son, let me tell you. Amen. God loves you and he cares for you. Amen. God help us. Surely there was a message that was preached. Surely there was a Sunday school lesson he heard, Brother Wayne, sometime in this young man's life. Surely there was a sign. Amen. But Solomon looks out the window and here goes this boy and he's full of desire but he has no direction. And he's going down the wrong road. He passing near her corner. Don't go near it. Don't go close to it. Don't go near it. Amen. God help us not to even go around it. Amen. You got to stay away from sin. Say, well, I'm strong enough. Oh, God, help us. We're not strong enough without the grace of God. Hallelujah. Stay away from it. You got to separate yourself from friends. You got to separate yourself from family. Amen. If it's possible, you got to take a stand for God. Say, I'm going to live for God. I'm going to heaven. Live, die, sink, or swim. The brother testified tonight. Amen. God said you're going to go to hell. Amen. If you don't, amen, quit this stuff. Amen. If we don't straighten ourselves up, God help us. Amen. Not to just have a desire, but to have direction. He went the way to her house. It was twilight. It was evening. It was the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot. I'm going to tell you something. The proof of it all, of a person or an individual, is in their heart. But you can look at the attire and tell about somebody. You can look at the way they dress and tell a lot about that individual. The Bible said there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot. Amen. This was the clothing. Amen. Solomon looks out there and says, I can tell by the way she's addressing. Amen. What she is. Y'all still with me tonight? God help us. Amen. It's important. Amen. It's important for us to realize, amen, how we dress can affect us and affect those around us. Amen. And God help us. What is the attire of the harlot? What is this clothing of this one? Amen. That is so subtle of heart. Amen. And if you read on down here what she does to this young man, finally, amen, a dart strikes through his liver. Amen. And he goes in the snare. Amen. And it is for his life. And the Bible said her, she's cast down many wounded. Many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell. Going down to the chambers of death. God help us to have direction in our life. That's why it's important to go to church and hear the word of God preached. That's why it's important to hear Sunday school. That's why it's important to study the word of God. Young people, the devil is not playing games. And there's somebody out there that will lead you down a wrong road. And oh, it'll be so wonderful at first. But last of all, it'll destroy your soul in hell. Here's this young man who has got so much potential. He walks away from the Father's house to a far country with no direction. Friend, the reason that we know he had great desire is because he asked of the Father. Amen. He wanted from God. He wanted what the Lord wanted him to have. Amen. But he had no direction. Amen. God help us. Amen. As the prodigal son goes to the far country. Amen. Listen to me. It's God's will that we dress different than the world. We've got to be decent. Amen. We've got to dress ourselves decent. We can't show ourselves off. Now I know as it gets hot, everybody takes their clothes off. Seems like. God help us. Amen. I pray that God helps us to make a difference in this community we live in. Help us to be a light. Help us to cause people to get under conviction. Not just dress, dress holiness, and you know, people think, man, they're weird. And I know you get dirty looks and everything, but you're not supposed to show everything. That's not God's plan for you to show everything. That's not God's will. Amen. And God's plan. Amen. And I could let Sister Bethany get up here and give us a little lesson on these things and kind of talk to us a little plain. Maybe she could to the young lady sometime or whatever. I'm not going to go too deep in that. But I will tell you, it's God's will that we dress holiness and live different than the world. And we've got to the place where we want to push the line so much. You know, we want to just make it as revealing as we can and get by. God help us. I heard a preacher say the other day, he said he was at this meeting, and this preacher said, well, somebody told me I want somebody to see my wife's legs every once in a while. Or it'd be good for her to show her leg every once in a while. You know, there's this big debate about how short it should be or how long. And this preacher said, well, I don't mind, but I don't want nobody else to look at her leg but me. God help us tonight. Amen. She come out there with the attire of the harlot. What is the attire of the harlot? I'm telling you right now, you can dress a way where you are saying, I'm available. Or I want you to look. God help us tonight. Amen. The Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. It doesn't last. Amen. He had desire, but he had no direction. Amen. God help us to direct it in the right way. God help us, amen, to direct our life, amen, and all our desires towards God and not just towards ourselves. You got to get that flesh under control. You got to get those desires under control. You can't just let them run wild. Even if you're married, you can't let them run wild. You got to get them under control because the devil's after you too. I mean, some people, they're married and they have no reason to talk the way they do, and they still, they just cannot. It just like, you know, it just seems like almost like, my Lord, help us, you know, we got to be careful what we say sometimes. You can't just, you talk filthy and mix company and carry on and inappropriate things and stuff like that. God help us. Amen. Help me, Lord, to have a desire, but have it in the right direction. And have it directed. The world passeth away and the lust thereof. He wasted it all. All. He didn't have nothing. He was penniless and broke. Why? It was not his desire that made him penniless and broke. It was the lack of direction. Now I'm going to tell you what. Somebody else was penniless and broke too. And you know who that was? It was the boy who had his name on the checking account and he never wrote a check. Come on, church. He wasn't in the pig pen. He was sleeping in a feathered bed. Amen. He had everything you could imagine. Amen. at his fingertips, but he never accessed it because he didn't have desire. And God help us as young people, amen, and God help us as children of God, amen, not to create this atmosphere in our life where we never ask God for that. Amen. I want us to move into this, and I know this is a different type of message, and I know that y'all can tell that I'm stirred about this tonight. Amen. And I want to stay stirred about it. Amen. Because I don't want to be lost in the house, and I don't want to be lost in the field. Hallelujah. He said, all that I have is thine. Thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. You got access to it. Go write a check, son. It's yours. Your name's on the bank account. And child of God, our name is on the bank account. Hallelujah. God will meet our need. God will help us. Amen. We've got to have a desire for it.
Amen. Notice about this, and we must get into this. The Bible says that he called one of the servants, amen. He came near to the house, and he heard music and dancing. God help us when the prodigal comes home. God help us when the ones come home and serve God, living for God, and God bless them. God help us to rejoice with them. Hallelujah. God help us to rejoice that they're saved. God help us to rejoice that they're saved. God help us to rejoice that they're on fire for God. Amen. He may not be everything he's supposed to be, but he's back home in the Father's house. Amen. He may not, amen, have made all the right decisions. Amen. But he's back home in the Father's house. God help us. Amen. Not to despise the least of one of these. Amen. Even from the youngest to the eldest. I think about, amen, as I look around this church and I see young people and I see children and I see babies that God has pulled out of the pig pen. Amen. And I see those. It should be different for you. It should be different for your children. It should be different in your life. You know what I say? Crank up the music. Let's go to dancing. Amen. Get the fatted calf and let's have rejoicing. Because those, amen, that should have died in the far country, God brought home to the house. Hallelujah. God help us. Amen. To realize that. Amen. Wes, you're here tonight. It's up to you. Amen. I've had many of people come in and testify. Amen. And you never see them again. Now, I'm not saying you got to be a part of this church. Amen. But y'all know what I'm talking about. It takes some grit. I know that it takes more than a testimony. But thank God for the testimony tonight. It said, God got a hold of me. And I've been clean for a few months. And I pray, church, amen, that we would rejoice with that. Hallelujah. I said, I pray that we would rejoice with that. Amen. Because God wants to bring people out of the pits. God wants to bring people out of the prison house. God wants to bring people out of the, amen, saloon and the bar, off the bar stool. Amen. God wants to bring them out of the drug house. He wants to bring them out of South Longview and set them in the house of God, living for God. Amen. Drug free, alcohol free. Amen. Fix their home and family. God help us to rejoice. Hallelujah. Here he comes in and he could hear that strumming and that bass of a banging, you know. He's a coming in from the field. He's tired and hot. He's worked. Amen. God help us. Hallelujah. And here goes here. I mean, they got tambourines to go. I mean, people are singing. People are shouting and dancing all around. Here comes this boy in. I mean, he liked the quietness. Come on, church. He liked it when he come home. Amen. And nobody was saying anything. You know why? Because he is dead in his soul. He was lost in his soul. He didn't like it when people praised God. Does it make you nervous when people say, I got a testimony? Does it make us nervous when they take off a running and shouting around the church? Hallelujah. Does it make you nervous when brother gets up and testifies, I'm excited about Jesus? My God, I'm talking about, he liked the quietness. Come on, church. Hallelujah. I heard about one church, a man died in the church. They was having, you know, church, they didn't want to stop it. It was important service. So they just called the funeral home, told them to come get him. They said they carried out 6 people before they got the right one.
because they're all dead in there. God help us. Woo! I'm not dead. Hallelujah. I'm still alive. Glory to God. I mean, hallelujah. I've got a praise in my heart. I didn't ask you, have you ever been through some trials? We've all been through some trials. Amen. I didn't ask you, have you ever been down low? I've been down low. But I do have a testimony. It might not be the best ever time. I might not can sing the greatest. But I do have a song in my heart. Amen. Here he come in. And he got upset because they're shouting and praising God. Amen. I don't ever want to get upset. Amen. Because I'm shouting or because somebody else is shouting and praising God. You know, that's a great evil. Somebody gets up and said, man, praise God. I mean, the Lord blessed me on my job and I got a pay raise. You be careful because the devil will get up in your ear and say, he didn't deserve it. You deserved it. And you'll look over at them and say, where's mine? Somebody come in and say, praise God. I mean, you know, we such and such happened and Aunt Wilma Fay died, and man, I didn't know, but I was left in the will and I got $200. I wish my Aunt Will would die. And I know she wouldn't leave me. You know, that's a great evil. It's a great evil. It's jealousy. It's covetousness. Somebody comes in, they're doing good. I mean, the Bible said, rejoiceth with them that rejoice. And God saves somebody's child or saves somebody or brings somebody home. Praise God. I thank God. Hallelujah. I don't want to say nothing tonight out of the way. I mean, but you see Brandy here, you know. Amen. We heard about it last Sunday night. God helping her. Amen. You know what? I know she was serving God in a holiness church up there. I mean, but that wasn't the case, Brandy, when you walked out these doors. Amen. For all we knew, you was going down the wrong path. Amen. Amen. A path of worldliness. A path of sin. Amen. I'm not here to get out of the way or embarrass. And I hope it's all right. Amen. But somebody ought to crank up the band. Amen. Because instead of those children, amen, out somewhere there in the house of God tonight, singing in the choir, worshiping God. Amen. I say, let's rejoice. I say, let's shout and praise God. Amen. I say, Lord, help us to have a heart that's come on, son. I've been missing you. Come on, brother. I've been missing you. Let me shout with you a little while. God help us. This attitude created in him a heart to never ask. See, the danger of having this direction with no desire is a heart to never ask or only ask amiss. He said, you lust and you have not, you war and you fight. And he said, you have not because you ask not. Amen. This son, the two sons, and I'm almost done. I'm going to tell you something, young people. God loves it when we ask him for more. Hallelujah. The Bible said, covet earnestly the best gifts. Woo. Spiritually, oh, I'll never be a prophet. Oh, I'll never prophesy. Oh, I'll never lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. I'm not talking about fake junk, you know. I'm talking about the real thing. Hey, amen. I know that sometimes, you know, we've been battered and wounded by people, you know, that wasn't real. Hey, amen. And I know the other day, I love bugles. You know, those little cheese bugles, you know. And man, I was in this store. We was coming back with Sister Bethany's mom. And I went in there and they had some off-brand. They didn't, and I thought, man, I live looky here. And I got me some and I ate about two of them because they was the off-brand. But just because there's an off-brand is not going to stop me. Is that even what they call them things in bugles? They look like, yeah. Hallelujah. And I'm not sure what they're called, but I know what they look like. That's the reason I was tricked. Hallelujah. I bought an off-brand in line. But you may tell you something. Just because I ate an off-brand and they wasn't no good hadn't stopped me from buying the real thing. And just because there's fake prophets don't make me believe there's not real. And just because people say they got the Holy Ghost and they don't make me not want it. Because friend, I know it's real. Hallelujah. This Pentecostal blessing. Praise God, I know it's real. Amen. And there may be fake out there, but I know it's real. And I don't want to just have direction in my life. I want to have a desire. God help us. I've known people. They lived holiness. They lived strict lives. But they didn't have no fire in their soul. You got to have that fire in your soul or the devil will get you. He don't care if you wear a dress all the way to hell. That don't make no difference to him. It doesn't matter to him if you don't have a television just as long as you go to hell. It don't matter to him if you do this or that or the other. My God, get it down in our heart. Here was this man. Amen. And he did not have no desire. No desire to pray. No desire to read his Bible. No desire. You know, sometimes you got to pray and say, God, my desire is burning down. You got to give me a desire to pray. Yeah. I prayed the other day. I said, Lord, let this altar be like a magnet and my heart like steel and shut me to it. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, prayerlessness is a sin. Amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 23, y'all can read that, and it tells us that the sin of prayerlessness. I'm going to read it to you, then I'm almost done, because I know that God wants to help us tonight. What has happened here is they've got a king and all of these different things. Let me get to it and I'll read it to you. The Bible says that in verse number 23, what has happened is it's harvest time. It's not rainy season. And Samuel says, God's going to prove to you he's God. And Samuel called unto the Lord and thunder and lightning. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. Thunder and lightning started going across the sky. And the people said unto Samuel, pray for your servants and we don't die. We've added this sin, this evil, and asked for a king. Samuel said unto them, fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. They was very repentive because God had showed his power. And Samuel said, ask for me. God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Amen. He said, it's God forbid. I know I'm the preacher. I know I'm the prophet, he says. He said, but hold on, I fear God too. Listen, it don't matter for a preacher or who we are. Amen. We've all got to fear God. Amen. There is no big I's and little U's. Amen. There is none. He never asked. He never had the desire. Let's stand together tonight. Can we just lift our hand up towards heaven right now? Lord, help me to have desire and direction. Lord, help me to have desire and direction. God, help me to have a desire in my heart. God, help me to have direction, Lord, in my heart. Help me, Lord, to be channeled in the right way, God. Help me, God, to
want more of you.
Help me, Lord, to have more of you. Thank you, Jesus. Help us not to be lost in the house. Help us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Young people, y'all come on, let's pray tonight. Let's gather in behind these young people. Let's ask the Lord to help them and touch them.